Jeremiah's courage saves his life. Tidings of the words of Jeremiah were carried to the princes, and they hastened from the palace to learn for themselves the truth of the matter. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. But Jeremiah boldly declared, The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that ye have heard. Therefore now, obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. As for me, behold, I am in your hand, do with me as seemeth good and meet unto you. But know ye for certain, that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof, for of a truth the Lord hath sent me unto you. Had the prophet been intimidated by those high in authority, he would have lost his life. But the courage with which he delivered the solemn warning commanded the respect of the people and turned the princes in his favor. They reasoned with the priests and false prophets. Thus God raised up defenders for his servant. The elders also united in protesting against the decision of the priests regarding Jeremiah. Through the pleading of these men of influence, the prophet's life was spared, although many priests and false prophets would gladly have seen him put to death on the plea of sedition. To the close of his ministry, Jeremiah stood as a tower and a fortress, against which the wrath of man could not prevail. They shall fight against thee, the Lord had forewarned his servant, but they shall not prevail against thee.